Trevor's little law office was in Neptune Beach, several blocks from Atlantic Beach. The office was a converted summer rental, and from its sagging back porch, Trevor could see the ocean and hear seagulls. Hard to believe he had been renting the place for 12 years now. Early in the lease, he had enjoyed hiding on the porch away from the phone and the clients, staring endlessly at the gentle waters of the Atlantic two blocks away. He was from Scranton, and like all snowbirds, he had finally grown weary of gazing at the sea, roaming the beaches barefoot, and throwing breadcrumbs to the birds. Now he preferred to waste time locked in his office. Trevor was terrified of courtrooms and judges. While this was unusual, and even somewhat honorable, it made for a different style of lawyering. It relegated Trevor to paperwork. Real estate closings, wills, leases, zoning, all the mundane, non-dazzling, small-time areas of the profession no one told him about in law school. Occasionally he handled a drug case, never one involving a trial, and it was one of his unfortunate clients at Trumbull who'd connected him with the Honorable Joe Royce Spicer. In short order, he'd become the official attorney for all three, Spicer, Beach, and Yarber. The Brethren, as even Trevor referred to them. He was a courier, nothing more or less. He smuggled them letters disguised as official legal documents and thus protected by the lawyer-client privilege. And he sneaked their letters out. He gave them no advice, and they sought none. He ran their bank account offshore and handled phone calls from the families of their clients inside Trumbull. He fronted their dirty little deals, and in doing so, avoided courtrooms and judges and other lawyers, and this suited Trevor just fine. He was also a member of their conspiracy, easily indictable should they ever be exposed, but he wasn't worried. The Angola scam was absolutely brilliant, because its victims couldn't complain. For an easy fee with potential rewards, he'd gamble with the Brethren. Trevor eased from his office without seeing his secretary, then sneaked away in his restored 1970 VW Beetle, no air conditioning. He turned west on Atlantic Boulevard and began fighting the traffic into Jacksonville. 50 minutes later, he parked at Trumbull. No lawyer in the history of Trumbull had visited as much as Trevor. They took his picture again, stamped the back of his hand with invisible ink, and led him through two doors and a short hallway. "Hello, Link," he said to the guard.
"Morning, Trevor," Link said.
They went to the lawyer's room, one of several private cubbyholes with doors that shut and windows through which Link could do his observing if he were so inclined. Joe Roy Spicer was waiting and reading the daily sports section, where he played the odds on college basketball. Trevor and Link stepped into the room together, and very quickly Trevor removed two $20 bills and handed them to Link. The closed-circuit cameras couldn't see them if they did this just inside the door. As part of the routine, Spicer pretended not to see the transaction. Then the briefcase was opened, and Link made a pretense at looking through it. He did this without touching a thing. Trevor removed a large manila envelope, which was sealed and marked in bold, "Legal Papers." Link took it and squeezed it to make sure it held only papers and not a gun or a bottle of pills. Then he gave it back. They'd done this dozens of times.